Vertical Harvest is finishing up its first year of operation. The hydroponic, or soilless, greenhouse is located in downtown Jackson, and not only provides locally grown produce, but also employs 15 people with intellectual and physical disabilities. There to document the experiment in food production and innovative employment was filmmaker Jennifer Tenneken. She joined me near the end of principal filming for her documentary, Hearts of Glass, and says she was drawn to the project because of Vertical Harvest's unique community.
I've realized that all of the films that I've done have community at the heart. So whether it was focused on a bar, as in the Stagecoach Bar in American Crossroads, or a conservation icon like Burt Rains, you know, where you touched on the conservation community, all of my stories focus on community and that we have more similarities than we have dissimilarities.
You gave a talk recently at the Shepherd Symposium for Social Justice. How do food and this vertical harvest and social justice go together?
I would start by saying that we have faculty members from the University of Wyoming on board as advisors for the film. You know, the film is not a promotional piece for Vertical Harvest, but an examination of this very innovative approach they're taking to address, I would say, social issues, right? Local food production, sustainability, also the inclusive and integrated employment model. You know, social justice in this case, I think, refers to the availability of local food, locally produced food, and also primarily the inclusive work opportunities for an underestimated and underemployed workforce.
What has surprised you most about documenting the first year of Vertical Harvest, knowing that it's not quite over yet?
Right. I think what surprised me the most is it's, you know, it's a startup. No one has ever done this in combination, right? It's cutting edge technology. So you've got the technology angle. It's a hydroponic vertical farm at 6,200 feet in a purpose-built building. So that's one of the things that separates it from other vertical farms that often may go into an existing building, sort of retrofit. The, you know, extremely small footprint, and then add in the innovative employment model. There are a lot of moving parts. So in the same way that I'm sure Vertical Harvest has been surprised by all the different, maybe not surprised, they knew it was there, but there are a lot of moving parts. And I think the same goes for trying to film all those things, you know, trusting that we'll be there for the right moments or to capture enough moments of the drama of the production part and the technical part, but also make sure we're there for the right dramatic moments for our characters. And I guess I should have assumed that we would have so many characters or it would be so hard to figure out who our characters are. But we have a lot of personalities in the greenhouse and a lot of compelling characters. So I think we start with kind of a cast of thousands, and then we'll have to whittle it down because we're aiming for a 1-hour documentary, not a 18-part miniseries. Although I think we could do that.
This was a fairly expensive project to get off the ground for them, and singular in a lot of ways. Do you think that this could be a model for other places?
I do, and I think that they very much want this to be a replicable model. I think at this point, they're not there, and they would admit that themselves. So it's an iterative process, I think, to figure out what replicability means. It is super innovative, and, you know, Jackson has the resources to be able to do that. And with the intellectual and financial capital, they're more resilient. They can kind of dial it. And then maybe another community that doesn't have quite the same amount of resources. Not everyone is going to build a $3.8 million greenhouse, but there might be parts of it that are replicable and could transfer. I also think, you know, Jackson is unique in that I think most people would, particularly outside of Wyoming, would perceive it as a rural western town. And it certainly has, you know, aspects of that, but it also has aspects of an urban community, an urban downtown, right? Land values are off the chart. There's not a lot of buildable land. 97% of Teton County is publicly owned and therefore undevelopable. So, you know, it's the same problem that New York City would have, or, you know, Chicago or another urban center with high land values. So to me, one of the exciting things is the replicability could be in an urban zone, but also in a rural zone. It's a hybrid in some ways.
What are your hopes for this documentary?
Well, my first hope is that we finish it and we produce something wonderful. And we are still, you know, since we're still in production, the end is a bit in the distance, but we hope to have a completed film. Funding and everything else comes through by the end of the year. But, you know, what do filmmakers want? They want people to see their films. We want people to see this. We want to, I think, take advantage of video on demand, which has really come of age in the last, 3 to 4 years. And, you know, we would love to never produce another DVD. We would love to go down the sustainable route. We don't need to use more plastic and create one more physical thing. I think it also has a potential of being a tool for education, that it might have utility in schools to show this and to create conversations that are multidisciplinary around sustainability, around local food production, as well as the inclusion and disability advocacy part. Even though it's a little funny, I keep going back to the Aristotle quote, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And these two things coming together, these two major things coming together, is stronger than either part of the story about local food production and sustainability or the disability advocacy part, that together they can also create a new community, which, bonus for me, because I'm all about community, right? These groups that really did not overlap before. I mean, I don't know how much foodies or tech nerds really knew or interacted with the disability community. So it's an opportunity to create some new alliances.
Jennifer Tennekin is a filmmaker and director. She's currently in production with the documentary Hearts of Glass. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for inviting me, Caroline.